Shalom Aleichem, viewers of Kol El Iyun Adaf. This is Herschel Reichman for the Daf Shir on Daf Tezayin, Maseches Gittin. Our Shir is dedicated to the memory Ilu Nishmas Rav Shlomo Zvulun Ben Yaakov Tzvi Ben David, Olav Hashalom. We've been dealing in our Masechta, starting on Daf Beis, and again recurring here in the second Perek with the topic of Bufonai Nechtav, Bufonai Nechtav. And I wanted to share with you a shiur which I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik Zitzal, many years ago, and I think it's very important. The very beginning of the Masechta on Daf Beis, in the halacha of Hamevi Get Medina Sayam Tzoch Shiem Bufonai Nechtam, Rashi writes, Ushliach Ze Habal Oso Shliach Lahilacha. This Shliach is a Shliach that the husband appointed in order to bring the get to his wife. Clearly, Rashi makes this point in order to exclude the shliach lekabbalah, the shliach that the woman appoints to accept her get. So according to Rashi, and this is the psak of other poskim as well, only a shliach lehalacha, only a shliach, a messenger bringing the get from the side of the husband, must make the statement b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechta. However, if a person shows up with a get and he is the shliach of the woman, the shliach lekabbalah, then he does not have to say the b'fonei nechtav and the b'fonei nechtav. And the question is, why? Because whatever the reason for the takana de the rabbanon is, whether the reason is shliach, whether the reason is in order to have Adam for Kima get, or in order to find out if this get is Lishma, what difference does it make who is bringing the get from Medina Sayah? You could have a case, of course, which we deal with all the time. The Shliach Lalacha from Medina Sayah is coming to Eretz Yisrael, and he is bringing the get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael. That's one possibility. Or it could be a reverse possibility. The woman lives in Eretz Yisrael, and she sent the shliach, the Kabbalah, to Medina Sayam, and the husband supposedly gave him the get to Medina Sayam, and he brings it back to Eretz Yisrael to deliver to the woman. In terms of the Milad the Alma, in terms of the Metzias, in terms of the problems of maybe this get is or is not lishma, maybe the husband may show up and question its veracity and question its the edim are genuine or this is a forgery. What's the difference? It's the same exact problems. Whether the get is brought to Eretz Yisrael by the shliach lehalacha of the baal who will make the gerush in Eretz Yisrael, or the get is brought by the shliach lekabbalah who already supposedly accepted the get in Medina Sayam and now is delivering it to his Mishalechas, his woman who appointed him to bring it to him, and she's living in Eretz Yisrael. It's the exact same situation on the ground in terms of worrying about the Shema, Edom Mitzvah, Lekaimo. There's a problem. Some of the Rishonim asked this question, some of the Achronim asked the question. I wanted to share with you the answer that Rav Soloveitchik gave, but it's going to take some time for us to develop this answer. It's not going to be a very simple one, but it's a very, very important answer. We have to first analyze the halacha of shtaros and what exactly the takana de rabbanon was of b'fonei nech b'fonei nechtam. We have a din, which the Gemara mentions here in Daf Gimel, of Edom HaChasumim al-Ashtar, Kemi Shenech Leidusin Bebezdin. midraisa, a shtar, is meit. It's like Reb Chaim Brisker used to say, lebed the ge'edus. Two edim are coming in, and they're saying that the woman is mugureshes. Midraisa, we don't have problems in terms of all of these chashashes which the sugi is discussing. The Gemara emphasizes this whole thing of the Rufana Nechana Nechana Mesetakana Durabana. Why don't we have a problem with the Raisa? I mean, after all, a man shows up with a piece of paper and it has two supposed signatures, and he's claiming a big claim that he was sent by a husband, and that this piece of paper is the get, and it's written Lishma, and the Edom Aksherim. What proof does he have? And we're going to take an Eishes Ish, a Chi of Kores, a Dovashe Be'erva, which requires two Edom, and we're going to be mad to her because this one person from Medina Sayam comes with a piece of paper and it looks like a get. Is it so difficult for him and a couple of friends of his to make a forgery? How do we know that this thing was ever written Lishma? How do we know that there's so many other things which could have gone wrong here? The question of Mechubor and so on. We will, as we learn as we go through the Masechta. The answer to, why isn't this whole discussion of certifying to get a question of the Raisa? The answer is, there's a rule, Eidem Achsumim Al Ashtar K'mishenech Gredusim Bebezdim. If a person shows up with a shtar, this shtar is considered to be certified. Nidoraisa. Now, we see, for example, a Dav Beis, Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos in Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil V'Meishel of Orim, Yiskayim B'Chosmov, Tosfos says that if a person shows up with a shtachoiv that Reuven owes him $10,000, he shows up with an IOU, the signatures. Tosfos has a long, long discussion whether the Bezdin would question its sincerity. Let's say for some reason there are Yisraimim or the Baldov is not around to claim a Zuyov. Would Bezdin claim a Zuyov? And as it says, really, Medoraisa, we wouldn't do it. We might do it, Natakana Durabanan, called the Shafkas Chaylachal Beria. But as it says, Medoraisa, the Torah allows someone to show up with a shtar. And it could be a shtar for $100,000. He could collect the whole thing and no one would question it. See from this an amazing halacha that the Torah gives the shtar with the two eidim the full veracity, the full koach, the full tokef of two eidim in a bezdin. And we know, trei kameya, if two Edom are in the Bezdin, or Pishnayim Edom Yochem Dovah, you can collect as much money as two Edom will say, and you can even put people to death. They say that he was already Tzeach. The power of two witnesses is basically limitless. If two witnesses are signed in a legal shtar, they have the same chalois, same hechsher, as two Edom Baal Peh in the Bezdin. That's the halach. Edom Achsum al Ashtar, Kemi, Shenechkura Edusa Bebezdin. Signing on the shtar is like in a bezdin. Now, this halacha of Eda Machsuma Lashtar, Kemi Shenechkura Edusa Bebezdin, is certainly a din d'oraisa. V'horaya. If a woman herself, shows up with a get and says, I was divorced. Let's say a woman shows up in America with a get and it says she got the get in Eretz Yisrael. We don't require any extraordinary witnesses or a proof. She has the get. The get is, the get talks. The Davis. There's a din d'oraisa. Because of our sefer krisus v'nosan v'yoda. The Torah says a husband can give a wife a get, and she's divorced. Now, obviously, the Torah didn't just... It's from the pasuk. It's pretty clear that she can use the get as a raya. Not just that it works to get a divorce b'shas geirushin, but after the geirushin, this get becomes a shtar raya, and this shtar raya, this proof that she's divorced, is a din d'oraisa. Now there's a very long discussion in many rishonim, including the Rambam and the Tosfos and other rishonim. When do we say that a piece of paper which has a couple of signatures is Eidus D'Oraisa, is a Din Shtar? Because in various places in Shas, the Gemara says there's a rule, Mipihem, Lemipiksova, that Eidus have to come to a Beis Din and talk themselves. They cannot write their Eidus B'Chsav. It means that Sfira. Mitzad Echad, we say Chasav Lo Sefer Krisus V'Nasan B'Yada. He writes, gives it to her B'Yada, she's Mugureshes. And Reb Meir says they dechasim Makasi, that it's only with signatures, they don't need any other Eidim B'Chlal. And even Reb Elezer says Eidim Masila Kasi. The Rif says he agrees they dechasim Makasi also, and that's Habsaka Rambam. So plain piece of paper with two signed signatures is a get the rice. Meanwhile, we have a rule in the P.M.M. picks of them. Edom cannot say Edus from a Ksav. It's a famous Gemara in Ksubis and Avchav that if two witnesses were at some event and they took notes, and 10 years later there's a Din Torah, and somehow the Baal HaDin say, oh, those two witnesses were there, they'll tell us what happened. And we call them down, and they say, listen, we don't remember, it's 10 years later, I don't remember exactly, but we have notes, we'll look at our notes. Mar says it's puzzle, it's Mepik Sodom, you can't use notes. You either remember or you don't, we mean notes. Question, why aren't the notes a shtar? Should be a shtar, should be kosher for Eidus. So the Rishonim are done in this whole big shiloh. And there's a Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Chof, and I want to discuss the two of the main ideas of the Rishonim. One is the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, and the other is the sheet of the Rambam. Of course, the Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam are the two of the lead Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Tam Chochmei Ashkenaz and Rambam Chochmei Sfarad. They have two different ideas, but they may be interconnected. Rabbeinu Tam, he says that the halacha of a shtar d'oraisa we find by a get, chasam sefer krisus, and then of course another source for shtar d'oraisa is Yirmiyahu's maisa. Yirmiyahu bought a field from his cousin in Anasos, and it says in sefer Yirmiyahu, v'chasav b'sefer v'chasum v'hod edim, that the land was transferred by his uncle to him through the kinyan of a shtar. So from this we learn out there's a halacha of a shtar, that you can transfer land with a deed of sale. A deed, it's a din d'oraisa. So the shitas of Rambam, I'm going to say first the shitas of Rambam because it's a little simpler than the Rabbeinu Tam. The shitas of Rambam is, this, if you want, you can do more research on it. You can look in Reb Chaim Brisker Sefer on the Chedusha, Reb Chaim and the Rambam Hilchas Eidus. The shitas of Rambam is that the din of a shtar d'oraisa, which is found in the get, is found in a shtar kinyan of land of a sodah, is halacha of when the shtar is a kinyan. The shtar makes a kinyan. There the Torah is machadesh, the rule of a contract. A contract can transfer. A contract, a shtar, can create a chalois kinyan. So, Yirmiyahu's case is obviously a case of a kinyan sadeh, kinyan kakois. So there's a kinyan shtar, shedin d'oraisa. And the get is also a kinyan. The husband is being makna, whatever zechuyot he has in his wife. Of course, it's a different kind of a kinyan, not a kinyan of mamon, it's a kinyan of ishus, of Dovah Sheva'erva, but it functions. He has a certain kind of a control, a spiritual, sociological, whatever, matrimony, kedusha control. But anyway, it's a kind of a kinyan which he eliminates through the get. So it's a shtar kinyan. Then the Torah said, there's a halach of shtars. However, if it's not a shtar kinyan, it's just a shtar raya. For example, the loan, Ruvain lent Shimon $10,000, and Shimon gives Ruvain an IOU. That shtar, the Rambam says, is mid rabbanon. There's no trace in Tanakh of a shtar raya without being a shtar kinyan. If the shtar is a shtar kinyan, let's say a get, it makes the kinyan. And then it's the second halacha that once the shtar is chal as a kinyan, then the person who got the shtar, let's say in the case of Gerushin, the Isha got the shtar, it's made as a raya for her. She can go to whoever she wants and show it, and the two Edom, Achamish, Nechre, Dusan, Bebezin, because it was chal chatchila as a shtar kinyan. However, in Malva Velova, in loans, there's no kinyan. Ruvain lends Shimon the money. Shimon owes him the money. He has nothing to do with the contract. The contract is only a proof that Shimon gives Ruvain back a shtar raya, a shtar milv, I owe you the money. A shtar raya by itself, the Rambam says, has no basis mit the rice. It's only a takana, the Rabbana. Rabbeinu Tam has a different sheet. Rabbeinu Tam's shita is, and the text is being subas daf chochem ad aleph, that there's a difference we call a shtar with a das hamischayiv and the peaks of them which are notes without a das hamischayiv. What does it mean by das hamischayiv? It's a very important concept. He says like this: in every shtar which is a deraisa which works, someone is giving the shtar to someone else. Someone who stands to lose through the existence of this contract, of this record, written record, stands to lose, transfers it to someone who stands to gain. So for example, the husband stands to lose a wife. He gives her the get, the sefer krisus, the contract of bill of divorce, so he loses her. So he's a mischayiv. He uses the term mischayiv. He has a chiyuv of some kind. It's a loose term. He stands to lose, so he's losing his wife, so that he can create a shtar and give it to her. In Yirmiyahu's case, the mocher is selling the land to the koneh, so the mocher is losing the land, and the koneh is gaining the land. So the transfer is done through a bill of sale, through a transfer of a deed, of a bill of title. It's a shtar kinyan. Now, also Malva Velova, Rabbeinu Tam says, will be a din deraisa. Why? Because the Lova is giving the Malva a raya that he owes him the money. So the Lova is a mischayif. He stands to lose through the existence of this contractual record of the loan. And therefore, since he's a mischayif, he can create a shtar deraisa for the Malva, and the Malva can use this shtar as a proof. However, the case in the Gemara Ksubis, which is Pasul, which is Mepik Sovam, Ben Natan points out very well, there the witnesses, 10 years ago, after something happened, they wrote down in their own private diary some notes. No one was mischayiv. No one told them to do this. No one created the shtar. It's a separate thing which was done by the witnesses. They have no right to create Edus Bechsav. Edus Bechsav is a creation. It's a very interesting concept. It's not a creation of the witnesses. That, they say, is possible. Edus Bechsav is a creation of the Balei Dinim. The Balei Dinim. The people have a vested interest in the case. A husband with a wife, a lover with a malva, a mocha with a koneh. They can create a shtar. Because according to the Shittas HaTosfos, in Shtaris, there's a halacha of Balei Dinim of the Shtar. The two principals who are involved in the Shtar. One created it, and one received it. And the one who receives the shtar, he will use the shtar in order to get some kind of a chiyuv, to collect something or to get something away from the mischayv. It basically, according to Shitas HaTosfos, the shtar is more of an instrument. It's more of a keli. It's a keli used by people, by Balei Dvarim, in their contractual relationships. So therefore, one creates it and gives it to the other one, and it functions then as edus. But witnesses themselves are not Balei Dinim. They cannot create a shtar. But if they sit down and write notes, it's mepik sovam. Here's the Shitas HaTosfos. Now, what Rabbi Soloveitchik said was that it could very well be that this is also an explanation of the Shitas HaRambam. Why does the Rambam say that a shtar derais is a shtar kinyan only, but a shtar which is purely a shtar raya is not only a shtar midrabanan? Because it could very well be that according to the Rambam, in order to be called a shtar, you need das ha-mischayiv, and in order to be a mischayiv, you have to be mischayiv to make a kinyan with the shtar. If the shtar is the element or the instrument of the kinyan, it's the method in which we create the hischayivus, then in that shtar there's a das ha-mischayiv which creates it. So therefore, the Baal is using the get to get his wife divorced. He's a mischayiv in this get for the kinyan. So that's real. That's a real das ha-mischayiv. The machna of the sada, he's going to use this shtar to transfer the sada to the koina. It's come to chayis that the machna is a real mischayiv, because there's a real chalois kinyan taking place through the shtar. However, in Malv of a loiva, the loan takes place anyway. It's nothing to do with the shtar. The chiyuv is here anyway. The shtar is purely for a raya. So since it's a secondary kind of an instrument, it's only for a raya, it lacks the das ha-mischayiv. It lacks the sufficient level of das ha-mischayiv. That's what he said could possibly be shot in the Rambam. Now, so we have halacha wherever midoraisa. We're dealing here with shtaris midoraisa because it's a get. A shtar deraisa, a get, a sefer krisus, is edus. And this edus says hakol behechshen nasa. If a woman shows up with a kosher, which looks kosher, the edim written there saying everything tak is very kosher. It was the shema. It was given to her properly. We're kosher. The witnesses are basically saying we're kosher witnesses. In fact, the Gemara says in Ksubas, a very big chiddush, that if let's say someone shows up with a shtar, and then two other witnesses come in and say, hey, you know what? The shtar is a mezuyif. The Gemara says, Medaraisa, it's trey keneged trey. You don't believe the second set, Medaraisa. They say the second set will come and say that the first set, and says, we know what ketanim, anusim, amon, the whole thing was a joke, it wasn't really done. So if the Gemara name, it's trey keneged trey. The two witnesses in the shtar are just as powerful as the two witnesses mamish come in bal peh. It's a trey keneged trey. It's edus deraisa. Now, the question is like this. It's a very, very serious question. There are many, many things in the edus of the shtar. Let's talk about a get, for example, which the witnesses, when they signed, could never have known. For example, the husband, let's say, had two witnesses draw up the get, grace, rush on Monday in the morning, and sign it. He doesn't have, the Gemara says he doesn't have to deliver it in front of those witnesses. Behold, Eda Chasima Kasi. You don't need Eda Masiva. So they can sign the get Monday morning with the rights man, and he can deliver it to her without them even being there Monday in the afternoon. Now, there's a rule of Nesina, which we'll study quite soon. Halacha v'nasan biyada. He has to put it into her hand the right way. If he puts it on the table and he tells her, pick it up,
klinkitoch. It's possible, the raisa. How can we say eid chasim akasi? That if the eidim sign it, they can go home. They never saw the maisa derishin. Then she comes and she brings this get with eid chasim. And because she brings this get with eid chasim, we say she's mugureshet medaraisa. How do we know that he did in the scene properly? No one was a witness to that. How do we know that he was a nasan biyada? Maybe he put it on the table and she picked it up. Maybe the husband's a nama oretz. Who do we know? We know every yid in the world is such a big talmud chacham. He knows all the halachas. We say no. We say it's two edim. She's mugureshes medaraisa. She's mamish mugureshes medaraisa. So a big problem. How can we have two witnesses sign, go home, and then there's a lot of things could happen, go wrong later on, and we say, no, it's very good, it's fine, she's mugureshes. We have a shtar. So you see a very, very big chiddush, a huge chiddush, which is a chiddush which everybody has to agree to, but I think Reb Chaim Brisker, he emphasized this chiddush very much, and he made it very popular in Olam HaYeshivas. That a get, a shtar, talks about things that the living witnesses never saw. What's astonishing is just true. That's just the way it is. And he has also another very interesting point, which everybody agrees to as well. There's no rule that when a woman brings a get with two Eide Chasima, that we have to verify that these two Eide Chasima are still alive. She could have a get with Eide Chasima, which was given to her 50 years ago. 70 years ago, she was divorced. And the witnesses who signed were themselves 70 years old. So if they would still be alive, they'd be way past 120. So most probably they're dead. And she's Mugureshes Medaraisa. There's no requirement for Eidim of a Shtar to be alive. We never heard of such a thing. Dead people should talk from the grave to be witnesses. If anybody's puzzle, a mace is puzzle to be an atheist. So you see from this that the chalois of the atheist and the shtar is not that those people wherever they are still talking to us. No, the shtar is the atheist. The shtar is the atheist. The Edom already spoke to Beis Din before we ever read it. The Gemara is Lashon. The Gemara says, "Kemi shenachkaroi dusin the Beis Din." It's already been accepted. We're just verifying something which happened in some other Beis Din. So certainly, if witnesses testify in the Beis Din, then it could be 100 years later, another Beis Din will just look at the records of the first Bezdin and say there's witnesses, because those witnesses already were accepted in Bezdin 100 years ago. Same thing. If witnesses are signed in the shtar, it's not when you bring the shtar to Bezdin, it's the first time these witnesses ever testified in the Bezdin. It's not true. It's Kemisha Nechwa. They've already testified in the Bezdin. That's the Chiddush of shtar. And not only did they testify about the things which are befeirish in the shtar, they're testifying about things which are not to favorish, which are necessary in order for the shtar to be valid. In order for this shtar, for example, by the get, to say that she's Mugureshes, it has to be that he made a good nesina. It has to be v'nasan biyada. If he wouldn't have done the nasan biyada, it would be a kli gidach malga bekaka, then the get cannot say she's Mugureshes. So because this fact has to be assumed that he did Gerushin properly, even though it's something which takes place after the Chasima. The Zeres HaKosov of Edom Hachsumim B'al HaShtar K'mish Nechdus Mabezdin includes this Chiddush, then, that any fact which is necessary for the Edus of the Shtar to be true is true. And that itself is part of the Edus of the Shtar. The Edus of the Shtar themselves are saying, HaKol Be'ech Shanasa, the Nesina was good. Now, Rabosai, this is an amazing Chiddush, but this is something which everybody has to accept. Now the question is, another question. How far does this go? In other words, let me give you the following question. Reuven has a shtar that Shimon owes him $10,000. Okay. Now clearly, the shtar says that Shimon, let's say, made a loan for $10,000 this past Nisan, Pesach, 3-4 months ago. Good. Now it's already Av. Reuven comes with the shtar to Bezdin and says, Shimon owes me $10,000. So if Shimon's going to say to Bezdin, things are forgery, then Midaraisa, I don't care what you say, or Shimon will say, the whole thing was a joke. I gave it to him, but he never gave me the money. Sorry. Two witnesses say you borrowed the money. You can't come up with new stories. You can't go against the Eitz of the Shtar. What happens though if Shimon doesn't deny the basic fact? He says, yes, Reuven lent me the $10,000, but between Nisan and now and Av, I paid him back. Paraiti, I paid him back. So what about this? Do the witnesses in the shtar say that Shimon never paid him back? We already established an amazing idea that the witnesses who signed the shtar testify about the future. Because we see that the witnesses who signed for the Eidei Chasim of a get are testifying that the Baal made a proper nesina. They never saw it. It was only Eidei Chasim Akasi. They have to testify in the Shtar. Hakol Bech Shanasa, there was a Maisa nesina, Kadasu Kadir. And that's why when she brings the get, we say that's what happened. Midoraisa with Eidus, Mamish. Kamisha Nech Lusim Abezda. What about the question of Paraiti by Shtar Milva? Assuming the Shtar Milva would be a deraisa, let's say Tais Vashid, even with the Rabbanon, Kol Tikkun Rabbanon came deraisa Tikkun, so the Rabbanon would follow the rules of the Torah. So what about a time of Paraiti? It's also something which happens in the future. Do the witnesses of the Shtar Milva say, no, he never paid, because the Malva has the Shtar, which means that the debt that is outstanding. So here, there's a Gemara. First of all, it's a Machlokes in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, and we pass him like this, that he can collect. The Malva collects. Even the Loiva will say, I paid? No. Sorry, we don't believe you. Because the Malva can say back to the Loiva, Shtocha biyodi, my boy. It's a Gemara in Shavuos, but it's here many places. My boy, if you would pay, you would be so crazy to leave me with the IOU. Why am I having the IOU if you paid? Why didn't you take it back from me before you paid? Why didn't you have me rip it up before you paid? Why didn't you make me give you a receipt, a shover, before we paid? Apparently, right. So he's saying, oh, you're a nice guy, you're a friend of mine, you lent me the money, so I was in a rush, so I paid you, and you told me you're going to give me the receipt later, you told me you're going to rip up the shtar, I trusted you. Malva says to him, you're so naive in business, you're so naive, you trusted me, you let me keep the contract, the IOU, Shtochem Yodim, my boy, it's a very strong raya, you never paid, you still owe me the money. So the Gemara says you paid, Malva can collect. Question is, okay, that's the halacha. The question is, this din of Shtochem Yodim, my boy, is this that the Eidim themselves in the shtar are saying there was never a payment? Because if the Malva is holding it, the shtar is saying that the loiva still owes him the money. The shtar is saying there's a chiyuv. So it includes even this thing which could have happened 3-4 months later. He's saying, 4 months later I paid you back. Still, if the Eidim say you never paid back, because the Eidim say, Hakol Be'ech Shanasa. Or no. There's a difference between the question of Paraiti and the question of Tli Gitoch Malgabe Kalka. And Tliki Dachman Gabakaka, here the issue revolves about the Maisa Gerushin itself. So the Edom Hachasumim B'Shtar Kimishnechusim B'Bezdin, they testified that there was a Maisa Gerushin. And that includes Nesina. By dint of the fact that Nesina is part and parcel of the Maisa Gerushin, it has to be part of the Edom of the Shtar. But Puraiti is not part of the Maisa Mov. It's a thing that happens much later on. It's another issue. The Leiber doesn't deny the fact of the Shtar, that there was a Shtar, there was a loan. I borrowed the money, and the Shtar says so. But does the Shtar go further and further beyond the Maisa Milva into questions of the Peroyan, which happens possibly much later? This is a question. So the Gemara says, "Mistei Shtocha biyadi, my boy." Leiber has to pay. But the Shaila we have here is, is this also part of the halacha of Edom Achsum Moshe B'Shtar Kamishin Echdus Mabeth? Is also a goddess Edus Marmish on the Chiyuv? Or no? The Edom are just restricted to the Maisa Machayiv, to the basic loan. As far as the Shtoch, my boy, this is a riot status. It's a very strong riot. So strong that it can be Moitzi Mom. Now forget, the Loiva is Moitzi that there's a Chiyuv L'chadchila. So, and there's also very raya, strong raya, that Shtochi wrote in my boy. So together he has to pay. But it's not that we have edus. It's just that you're paying, the Leiber has to pay because of Shtochi wrote in my boy, because of very strong raya that the Mal was telling us the truth. But it's not edus. It's a hachochot status. This is a shayla. So, the salvation wanted to bring a raya to this Shaila from a very interesting Machloikas in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Edus, in Hilchas Malva V'Loiva, when he brings down the din of Shtoch Brody, my boy, so he quotes a Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos, I believe, is on Daf Memala from Adalaf. The Gemara in Shavuos says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says that if a Malva comes into Bezdin with a Loiva, Loiva owes him $10,000 of a Shtar. Shtar Chayv. Good. And the device of the Loiva can't get out of it. He can't say even Paraiti because Shtar Chayv Yodi, my boy. He can't even say he paid back because the Malva says, what am I? If you paid back, what am I owing? What's the IOU doing by me? What's the Shtar doing by me? So he has to pay. So the Gemara, if the Loiva wants to create a Shvuah D'Rabbanan, called Shvuah Sanoitlim, there's a whole pair of called Nishboim, a different Shvuah D'Rabbanan, but it's very strong Shvuah, needs Nikita Sefetz, needs a Sefer Torah. The Loiva says, Hashbeya li shlo fraticha. I know with the Raisa I lose the case, but there's I want to introduce I have a claim. I'm claiming I paid it. So the Gemara says that that the Malva has to take a Shavua Samaiti. He has to take a Shavua that he was never paid, a Shavua Deraisa. But it's called a Shavua Drabbanon, but it's like a Shavua Deraisa. It has a very strong halacha, you need a Sefer Torah. And then in front of a Bezdin, it's had to be a Shavua Sadayanim, and if he's lying, it's terrible, terrible. It's Lo Yanaka. He takes a very strong Shavua. So, in order to get paid, this is what the Gemara says. Comes along the Rambam over there when he quotes the Halacha, and the Rambam says there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. He says some of his Rabbeim paskin based on this Gemara that the Loiva will question the very law. He'll say lo levisi, and he'll say hashbei ali shelo levisi. You say I lent it. I say all things are fraud. I say your star is a phony. I say you're a bum. You are a charlatan. And I want a shvua, and I can demand the shvua mid rabbanon before I'll pay. So the Rambam says a machlokas rishonim. Some of his rabbeim said, just like the Gemara says, that if he claims paraiti, he can make the malva take a shvua sanoiklin shelo para. If he says lo lovisi, and the shtar is garnished, even though he was as kiyam, there was already eight days mekuyamis, they makayim the signatures. He says even after that, lo lovisi, he can require a shuas hanaita. That's what some of the Rambam says. No, Rambam says I don't agree with them. This takana drabana to make the malva take a shvuah on top of the shtar to certify the shtar with the rabbana with a shvuah is only to say lo parua, that it was never paid, but to say lava, to say that there was a loan in the first place, there's no such a takana drabana. There's no such a takana drabana. That's what the Rambam says. But the Rambam's Rabbeim said, if you can make the malva take the shvuah on Peroyin, you can also make the malva take the shvuah for the loan itself, even with the shtar. So what's the machlokas of Rishonim? So the Rabbi Soloveitchik said, this is the machlokas. If you say that the edus of the shtar includes edus against the Peroyin, so if the Chachamim introduce a shvuah hanoitlim on the question of Peroyin, then they can introduce a shvuah hanoitlim on the question of the loan too, because whether it's the loan or whether it was not paid, this is fundamental edus of the shtar itself, mamish. And the Chachamim say shvuah hanoitlim, that despite that there's a deraiso or a takana drabanan of edim asum al shtar k'mishnechnus v'bezdin, for a guarantee, for security, we give the loiva the privilege to demand a shvuah. So what's the difference if he demands a shvuah on the issue of Peroyim or demands a shvuah on the issue of Lavin? And in both cases, this shvuah is going to be introduced despite the fact that we have edus and the shtar. So midrabanan, for the purposes of this shvuah, the edus and the shtar can put aside, and the malva has to come up with another fundamental nemanus, a shvuah. So what's the difference if the loiva says take the shvuah because of Peroyim, take the shvuah because of the law lavisi or law lavisi? In any way, we're ignoring the edus of the shtar. However, the Rambam himself rejects this Rishonim. The Rambam himself says the only kind of a taina can the loiva use to be mechayev the malva with the shtar to take a shvuah hanoitlim is a taina of paraiti, but a taina of loy lavisi is not mechayev shvuah hanoitlim. What's the chiluk? You want to give the loiva more security. You want us to feel good. So what's the chiluk? What taina, he says? The teretz is a big chiluk. Peroyin is not part of the edus of the shtar. It's only a chochet studis. It's only accepted truth. So with the right, it's a good truth that the loiva should pay. The Chama said, no, the loiva has a right to demand a new level of nemanis for the malva. He should take a shuas hadayanim to be a shuas hanoitlim that it was low paraiti. But lava of a loy lava, that's not a shayla of a chochet status. That's the edus of the shtar itself. The bond, the Chama didn't go against the din of edus of the shtar. The shtar, the edus of the shtar said lava, that there was a real loan. So Avada, in this case, there's no shvuah hanoitlim. So we see from this Rambam that the two halachas, when we use a shtar to pask an halacha, sometimes we're using the shtar as if it's real edus. That's, for example, lava versus no lava. Sometimes we're using the shtar to create a hachochet status, to create an overwhelming level of circumstantial evidence that such and such must have happened. It must have been shtachem yodim my boy. It must be that the guy never paid. But I don't have edus. It's just a hachoch. Okay. So we made a very big discussion about shtaros. Now we're ready to come back to the Rashi, the issue of shliach lelocha and shliach lekabal. The question is like this, Rabosai. We have two situations in which a shliach from Medina Sayam shows up in Eretz Yisrael with a get. For the Isha, he could have been a shliach lahalacha to deliver and make the gerushin here in Eretz Yisrael. Or he could have been a shliach lakabbalah who made the gerushin already in Medina Sayam, and he's just like a postman, he's bringing the get for the Isha over here. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is like this. There's a very, very big difference between shliach lahalacha and shliach lekabbalah. The difference is as follows. If you recall, earlier we mentioned the shitas ha-tosfos, and we said the Rambam also fundamentally agrees with that, that the halacha of shtaris is for balei dvar. A mischayev gives the shtar to the person who is a bal din and will use the shtar to collect and to effectuate the halois kinyan, which the shtar will do. It's between two balei dvar. There's a bal and there's another bal. So let's use the terminology that Reb Chaim Brisker introduced. Reb Chaim Brisker introduced the following notion based upon this Tosfos of Das and Mischayev, that a shtar needs a bal shtar. It's a kitzur of the words of Tosfos as Das and Mischayev. Reb Chaim Brisker used the terminology bal shtar. There's a bal shtar. In other words, someone in control of something. He creates the shtar. Let's say the makna. He's the bal of the sada. He's creating the shtar in order to have the kinyan as an instrument, as a keli of his bios, to give it away, to give the sada to the koyim. And then, when the shtar goes from the first bal, the makna, to the koyim, who now becomes the new bal of the sada, and now he becomes the bal of shtar. He's the bal of shtar. So Chaim Brisker said the following thing is famous in all my yeshivas. A shtar in the street is not a shtar. A shtar in the street is not a shtar. It's not Avis, it's nothing, it's a scrap of paper. And this explains various gemaras about a lost shtar. Sugis above Metzia, other places. A lost shtar is not Avis. A shtar is only Avis in the hands of the Bala shtar. The Bala shtar is either the Makna or the Koina. A shtar in the street is nothing. It's a scrap of paper. It's a piece of them. It's like the note the Adam wrote themselves and put into their own drawer. It's not a shtar. It's nothing. There's no Bailam. A shtar means Bailam. And Bailam means either the Makna or the Koina. The Makna creates the shtar and the Koina gets the shtar and gives them the Kenyan. There's a loch of Bala shtar. Otherwise, it's nothing but a piece of them. It's nothing but notes which are worthless. There's no star on the street. So behind your sight. Now, the question is, a shliach brings a star. How is he a balim? He's not a baldover. He's a stranger. He's not the ish, the husband. He's not the wife. What does he have to do with shtaris? Shtaris laying in the street. It can be a get in the street. It's nothing. A get means a husband or a wife. What does it mean a shliach? This is the problem. How can there be a shtar with a shliach? Okay, you have. I hope you have 10 more minutes, because you make a little bit another detour. This is a very important question. How can there be a shtar with a shliach? So let's look at a few Rambams and Naivets. Can't have a good shear without a few Rambams and Naivets. Herig Vav Hilchos Gerushin Locha Aleph and Beis and Dalet, the Rambam writes like this: Hashliach she'oisa ha'isha lekabel oget miyad baila hu anikro shliach lekabel mi she'agia get liyodoi tizgareish ke'ilu higia liyodo u'tzricha la'asoisoi b'shnei eidim. If a shliach, a messenger, was made by the woman to receive her get from her husband, he's called a shliach lekabbalah, a messenger to accept the get. Once that get gets into his hand, she's divorced, as if it came into her hand, and she has to make him with two eidim. Chiddush gadol. Rambam Shita is that the minui hashlichus lekabbalah requires two eidim kiyum. The halacha of ein dovah should be ever pochus mishnayim. Shmuel mentions in our base, you cannot divorce a woman without two Eidei Kiyum, two Eidim to certify the divorce. So the Rambam says that the halacha of Eidei Kiyum applies to the memory of a shliach legabola. So she comes to her friend and says, go get my get for me, you're my shliach kabola. She came to tell him, go and get it. And when he shows up in Medina Siyam, he'll say, well, she sent me, give it to me, and there'll be Eidei then at the Geirish. It's not good enough. She asked to appoint him shliach in front of two witnesses. You need two Eidim l'kayim as minui shliachus l'kabola. That's a pair of shishi from Geirish Malach Aleph. Then the Rambam writes in Perik Halacha Dalet, in Perik Shishi Halacha Dalet, he says, V'chein ha'isha, Halacha B'gimel, Habal Ein yochol lasa shliach lekabel get leishtoi, aber yochol lasa shliach lehoylach get leishtoi. Zehnik a shliach lehoylach. A husband can't appoint a shliach for her to accept, he can appoint a shliach to bring it to her. Good. And Dalid, he says, ve'ein shliach lehoylach tzoruch eidim. The husband can appoint a shliach lehoylach, obviously to bring the get, this is Aaron Ha'osugya. Before Nainachdav, it's the shliach of the halacha of the Baal. He says that the appointment of the shliach lehalacha does not need Eidei Kiyum. Means a husband can privately, without anyone seeing, take a friend of his, take the get, bring it to my wife and divorce her. Doesn't need shliach. The shliach does not need Eidim at the minui, at the appointment. However, the isha sends a shliach to the husband, she needs to point to him with Eidei Kiyum. This is in Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Shishi. Then he also says in Perek Shishi Halacha Beis. So now we have it like this: a shliach loy locha. This is, and the halacha of Eidei Kiyum is a din deraisa. The Gemara said it. It's a din deraisa. We're not dealing with din and rabbanim here. Din and deraisa. Shliach loy locha does not need Eidei Kiyum. Shliach loy kabbalah needs Eidei Kiyum. So now a question like this: if a shliach loy kabbalah or locha will show up with a get. So now, according to the Rambam, like this, Shliach Lehalacha doesn't need Eidei Kiyum, so I don't have a problem. If a Shliach Lekabbalah shows up with a get, we need Eidei Kiyum, that he was appointed. How do I know he was ever appointed? Who ever said he was appointed with two Eidei Kiyum? I don't know he was ever Eidei Kiyum. So the Rambam paid Shish Yalacha Beis. Im hoya get yoytze netachas yidei shliach kabbala en tzoruch eidim. If he shows up with a get, he doesn't have to have eidim to prove his memory or the gerushin. Because he writes yitziyosoi mitachas yodoi. If the shliach lekabbalah shows up with a get, it's as if the woman herself is showing up with a get. So what is the Rambam saying? How do I know that the shliach lekabbalah was ever appointed with Eidei Kiyum? What's the answer of Bosai? Hakol behechsher nasa eidim achsum al hashtar k'mishin echle dusin bebezdin. The witnesses say, when a woman brings a get, how do I know that it was a nesina? Maybe it was tligidah malgabe kaka. How do I know that she got the get properly? What's the answer? Eidim achsuma ashtar. Kamish miachduzim abezdin. The Eidim saying she's mugureshes. Hakol behechsher nasa. Eidim ashtar. Eidim who already testified previously in abezdin that she's a divorcee. Everything was done properly. So if everything was done properly for her, and shliach lekabbalah is the isha. A shliach lekabbalah is the isha, the Rambam writes. He's her. He's in her stead. Piv kapiyah. Yadai ki yada. Shluchas Adam kamoso. So when he brings the get says, he, she, because he is she, is Megureshes. And everything which had to happen, happened. Behesher. And if he needed Edei Kiyum, he had to be appointed with Edei Kiyum. He was. We know it. Who told us? The Eidos and the Get. Like they told us that it was written Lishma with the Raisa. Like they told us that she got the Get from the hands of the husband, Yada Liyada. He never took it off. She never picked it up off the table. They also say that this Shliach is a Shliach. They testify that he's a Shliach. He's a Balashah. Getting back to Reb Chaim. The Ram is Machadish Achidish Niflo. That a Shliach Lechabol is a Balashah. The star testifies for him, like it testifies for the Isha. The Halacha of Shluchas Adam Kamoso is not just something technical. He's going to do something for her. No, he's a Balaam. He's a Balaam. He's the Isha. He holds the get like she holds the get. The get's made for him. He's a Balashtar. The get's not lying on the street. It's the hand of a Balashtar. So that's why, even though Shliach LeKabbalah needs Edei Kiyum, when the Shliach LeKabbalah shows up, there is Edei Kiyum. We know there's Edei Kiyum. There are two Edom who said there was Edei Kiyum. Which two Edom? The Edom HaGet. The Edom HaKtumah Ashtar Kmish Nechus LeMebezdin. They saw it. Even though they may not have really seen it. Because we already saw before that the Chsimas HaEdom is done whether they know it or not. But that's the Halacha of Shtaros. This is the Rambam Hilchos Geirush. We still didn't get to the Ravid. Now we go to the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Ishus. Perek Shlishi from Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Tezvav. So the Rambam writes now in the Halacha of Shliach for Kedusha. And he says as follows. Kol Ha'osa Shliach Lekabel HaKedushin Tzorach La'Soseh B'fnei Shnei Eidim. A woman who makes a Shliach to accept Kedushin, she has to do it in front of two witnesses. In other words, you need Edei Kiyum and Edei Shaber Pochus Mishnai. Aval Ha'ish She'osa Shliach Lekadish Yaseh Isha Eino Tzorach La'Soseh B'Eidim. However, if the shliach is not from the woman's side, but the shliach of the ish, to bring her the ring for kedushin, he can make him privately a shliach. He doesn't need Edei Kiyum. The same thing Ram passed in Hilchos Geirush, that the shliach l'alocha of the Baal does not require Edei Kiyum. A shliach l'kabbalah of the isha requires Edei Kiyum. He passed in the same exact halacha in Hilchos Kedushin, that the shliach halacha of the isha makadesh does not need Edei Kiyum, and the shliach kabbalah of the isha miskadeshes requires Edei Kiyum. And Ram tries to give a little explanation. K'moy shliach haget. Is that then I'm applying to kedushin the rule of shliach haget? U'k'moy shliach tshuma, a shliach of tshuma. Usually, you make a shliach, you don't have to make a shliach in front of Edom. It's only possibly over here. So the Rambam said that in Kedushin, the same halacha applies as in Gerushin. Shliach loylochen, no Edom for the minui, for the appointment. Shliach kabbalah Edom. Said the Ravid. He says, I can't understand how the Rambam can equate the two things. Because he explained, Rambam had two bases for his heter or kula, that a shliach loylocha in kedushin does not need edus. One source was get, shliach loylocha for get. And the other shliach to separate tshuma. So the Bible says that neither raya has anything to do with us. We're talking about here a shliach of kedusha, not with a shtar. Shliach of kedusha, talking about a ring, a kesef kedusha. So the Ravid says, what's he talking about? Inyan shliach get gita mochiach alof. When we arrive from a shliach of a get, there is enos, the get, the shtar. You can't bring a raya from shliach l'alocha of a get that there's no eidei kiyum. There is eidei kiyum. Where the eidei kiyum? He's bringing a get, Rabbosai. What's written in the get? Chasimas eidus. What did the eidus say? He's a shliach. They're makayim the shlichus. They're the eidei kiyum. They're certifying the shlichus. Where are they? No need two living witnesses standing there when the husband appoints him to bring the shliach l'alocha of the get. The eidus in the get itself are the gate they came, the Ravid says. They have two eidus, he's a shliach. How come Bechshon Aser? Ben Shalom. How do we know that the get wasn't a problem of Lashma, of Mechubar, of other psulim? Shame Iro, shame Ir. Iro, how do we know everything was Bechshon Aser? The eidus of the get. So they say he's a shliach l'alocha also. What's the Rambam talking about? Shliach l'alocha baget doesn't have witnesses? He does have witnesses. That's like the Ravid. Shliach baget, Gita mochiach olof. The get mochiach, he's a shliach. And Tuma, Ein Sol Reitam Klal. Tuma is b'chlal not in this discussion. Not a door of Shabeva. So the Ravid says, Kedushin? Apolush Ne'em Reitam. Ein Aklum. Kedushin is Eidei Keum. If he gives a guy a ring, he gives a shliach a ring. Where's the Eidus? You need Eidim. So it's a major machlokes. The Rambam and the Ravid. Does the shliach l'alocha need Eidei Keum? The Ravid rejects it. It says, Meicha Teisa, just Misvara. Misvara. Meicha Teisa, that the shliach of the Baal, his appointment is not a Dovah Shebeva. According to the Rambam, the shliach l'kabbalah of the isha is a davar shebeva. Mechad teisa, the husband creates a chalais of davar shebeva, and the isha creates a chalais of davar shebeva. Kedushin and gittin. Why should it be such a svara that the husband shliach does not need edus? It's not a davar shebeva. The wife shliach needs a davar shebeva, needs edus. But then, when the Rambam wants to bring a raya, the Ravid says not true. The Ravid says gittin and kedushin is davar shebeva. Ein dover shebeva pochas mishnayim. A shliach is very important. He's playing a very vital role in creating the dover shebeva and creating the chalois gittin and kedushin. So his appointment is the chefs of dover shebeva. Needs edus for kima dover. Otherwise, if it's not certified, it's possible like anything else in dover shebeva. Needs certification with witnesses. So the Ravid says there's no such a thing to make a chalim dover shliach l'alocha shliach kabbalah. Both shliach l'alocha and shliach l'kabbalah need edei kiyum. The Rambam says he has a raya from get. No, get there is eidim. Get there is an eid. There are eidim kiyum for the shliach l'alocha. Namely, who are the eidim? The eidim of the get. Eidim of sumashta. K'mishenach yusim bebezdin. So, b'chayra, the Ravid is very good. The Ravid has a starker point. How can the Rambam bring a raya from a get to a shliach with a kesef kedushin? A get is mochiach. The zedus. What's the answer, Bosai? The answer is that this is the machloikus. In shliach l'alocha. We saw it before, the Rambam said that in shliach l'kabbalah, the get is, if the shliach l'kabbalah shows up with the get is made, edus mamish, then he's a shliach. Because you don't have to bring anything else. He shows up with a get. Ram says, Ke'ilu yotza mideha isha atzma. The shliach l'kabbalah is the isha. Get is made from him. He's a balashtar. So if it's a balashtar, the two edim are made. And elachanami. The Rambam agrees with the Ravid svara. That when edus is made, that's it. You don't need any other proof. So how do I know the shliach l'kabbalah? Ram l'shitasa requires edei kiyum for shliach l'kabbalah. How do I know that there's edei kiyum when the shliach l'kabbalah shows up? He doesn't bring along with him two witnesses that he was appointed by Medina Sayyam. How do I know there wasn't a point in front of two witnesses? Whoever told us that the Shlich HaKabbalah had Shnei Edekim? The Rambam himself requires Edekim with Shlich HaKabbalah. How does the Shlich HaKabbalah show up in Eretz Yisrael with a Getz Medina Siam and not come with Edek Kabbalah? Edim for the Kim Adaba for the Kabbalah, for the Shlich of the Kabbalah. The answer is, the Rambam himself says, he says it befeirish, he says because he's the Isha, the Get is made. So the Rambam knows that the secret of the Raivit, that the Edom of a Get or the Edom of a Shtar are made for a Shliach. So the Raivit has a tie in the Rambam. How does he know Shliach Lalocha doesn't have the same story? That you need Edei Kiyum, and the Shliach and the Edom of the Get are made for the Shliach Lalocha. The answer is on both sides. That according to the Rambam, there's a tremendous difference between Shliach Lalocha and Shliach Kabbalah. A Shliach LeKabbalah is a Baal HaShtar. He's a Baal HaGet. He is a Yisha Mamish. So therefore, when he brings us the Get, not a messenger boy. He's not a Federal Express, whatever other, I don't know in Israel what services they use, but in America, a Federal Express or this other thing that they forgot already what it called it. Overnight delivery. He's not a messenger. He's a Balaam. He's a Balaget. So therefore, a Shliach LeKabbalah has Edim. Mamish, that he's a Shliach. It's not an issue. And the Edim tell us, Hakel Bech Shanasa, he was had a memory with Edim. He was Memune with Edekil. There was a memory. However, this is Shita Sarah Mechidush, that a Shliach LeHalacha is not a Balashtar. And I explained the chiluk. And therefore, since he's not a Baal HaShtar, we have no witnesses that he was ever appointed. You can't say the Get tells us. He's not a Baal HaShtar. It's nothing. No one's here to tell us anything. He's not a Baal HaShtar. So therefore, how do I know that he ever had Edom? And his parents says, you don't need Edom. You don't need Edom that he was appointed. That's the right. You don't need Edom. Sheikh Halacha is kosher without Edom in his minui. There's no halacha of Edom. If there'd be halacha of Edom, I wouldn't know how it ever happened. Every Sheikh Halacha would have to come with two witnesses that they'll testify that he was Mamunah. So it must be, and the Shtar is not Mechir Cholam. Not like the Raivit. Not like the Raivit. The Shtar is only Mechir for Sheikh Kabbalah. A Sheikh Halacha, the Shtar is not Mechir. So it must be, the Rambam says, we do accept Shliach Lalocha without Edom. That's the Mishnah. Yeah. The Shliach is showing up with nothing. It's not Asuyeh Beitrei. Two witnesses didn't come, the Gemara says. One person shows up to say the Befonei Nech and Befonei Nechtam. The whole Takara of Befonei Nech and Befonei Nechtam is the Rambam's main raya that a Shliach Lalocha is kosher without Edom for Kiyum HaDovah, without Edom in the Minui. Because if there'd been the requirement for Edom of the Minui, then how can he show up without ever Edom being there? You always have to have a Suya Beit Shrei, you always have to have two witnesses that he's a Shliach. And I refer you to the Tosfos in Beis Amud Beis, that Suya Beit Shrei, the Tosfos says the name of the Riva, that the only problem that Rava has with the Halacha of Kiyum is whether he's a Shliach or not. That's the only Shaila. We're not going to know, and there's no Shash. The Riva says that he is a Shliach and the husband gave him a false get. That's absurd. That would be an absurd problem to worry about. That he's a real shliach, and the husband gave him a false get. And the husband would then come later and say, I gave my shliach a false get. That's crazy. So if the reward, the only problem that the sugya has before the next time is whether he's a shliach or not. But this is only a shaila de rabbanon with a takana before the next time. So the Rambam says, what about the din deraisa, Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Maybe with the deraisa we don't know if he's a shliach. What's the answer? Shliach Lalocha does not require Edus. It's kosher without Edus. You only need Edom for the minyan of the Shliach. And you can't say like the Raivit that you do need Edom, but the Get is Mechiyach. The Get doesn't testify for the Shliach Lalocha. The Shliach Lalocha is not a Baal HaShtar. So how does he ever become a Shliach in the first place? Why don't we have a problem with the Raivit if he shows up by himself? Why is only a Takana to Rabbanon? Before Nechon and Nechtam. What's the answer? You don't need Edom for the Kiyum of Shliach Lalocha. He's kosher without Edus. The husband can appoint him a Shliach Lalocha Beinah Lebeinah. Trust in private. Mamela, I don't have a shalat d'oraisa, whether he had Eidei Kiyum or not. Therefore, before Manachdam, said the Chanat Rabbanan. That's how the Rambam, that's the Rambam Tachocha. From the very Sogya, the Rambam proves that Halacha, the Shliach Halacha, doesn't require Eidei Kiyum. From the very Tachonot of the Fahim Chanat Rabbanan, it's a proof to the Shita of Rambam. I derive its taina. The get is made. No, the Shliach Halacha is not a balaget. Shliach Kabbalah is a balaget, not a Shliach Halacha. Now, both I. What then is a Shliach Halacha? It's not a balaget. So the answer both sides like this. And why is he doing the Shliach Kabbalah? Because it's a balaget. There's a Shliach, it's a Shliach. Shliach of the Ish, Shliach of the Isha. The answer of both sides is the Shliach Halacha is coming and he's presenting a get which has not yet been given to the Ishas before the Gerush. The Eidim in the get are dormant. They're not testifying on anything at this point. She's not even Mekudeshes. A Shliach Halacha, he brings the get after the Gerush. After the Gerushin! And Shlucha Shalom Kamoza, the Eidim are testifying she's a Mekudeshes. So therefore he's a Baalei Shtar. But what's the Shliach Halacha before the Gerushin? Nothing! Nothing happened yet! Purpose is the potential. The potential. It's not a Shliach yet even. Then you have a Din Shliach. What's he a Shliach? What is he doing? A Shliach Kabbalah, there was a Gerushin. So right now, he's trifles to get for the Isha. After, from Gerushin to post Gerushin. Well, the get is made! The get is made! The Shiva Mugureshes! It has to be in the hands of a Bailim! Otherwise, there's a piece of scrap of paper on the street! So what's the Teretz? The Chachamim, the Torah was Masak and Allah of Shliach Kabbalah! And the Gemara and Kedushin has a passage for Shliach Kabbalah! The halacha is that he's a bailim, he's the isha, the get is made. The get is made from the instant he got it, until he gives it to her, and then after he gives it to her, it never stops. It's edus. It's living edus. Never the edus. Because it's in the hand of the shliach Kabbalah. But the shliach halacha, it's before the Gerushin he's coming to us with a piece of paper. It's nothing! A get before it functions is not Eidus, it's nothing. It's only potential. He's not a Bailim. Not a Bailim. How do I know he's a Shliach? I don't know. Taka don't know. So what? I know because of a Hachachet studs. I don't have Eidus that he's a Shliach. I have circumstantial evidence that he's a Shliach. Because Jewish people Abayshanim, Rachmanim, and Gemle Chassadim, and no good, fine Jew is going to impersonate a Shliach LaHalacha and create a Baba Maisa that he's a Shliach and give a piece of paper to a poor innocent woman and make believe she's a Mugureshes and be machshel her in Znus and God forbid Mamzerim. If he comes and he's an Elachayid, then we know he's a Shliach Halacha. Because Rachmanim, Bashanim, Mugam, and Chassadim is overwhelming evidence that that's a true story. But it's not Edom. And we both say, who told us this Chiddush? That the reason we believe a Shliach Halacha, that he's a Shliach, not because I have Edom HaGet, like the Ravid says. Gita Mechir Cholah. It's only Halacha. It's an Umdana. Who told us this Chiddush? No one less an authority than the Rambam himself. This is a very famous Rambam, which Reb Chaim Vizca, and of course all the Vizcas, mention again and again. Another Machlokes Rambam and the Ravid, and Perek Vav, from Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam says an amazing Chiddush, that he says, if a Shliach LaHalacha brings a get, Ashir Lalocha brings a get. And what happened? The get was Makuyim B'chayismav. The get's 100% good signatures. But what? The Shliach himself, he says, is Pasul Ba'aveiru Minatam. He's a Rosh Merusha. He's a wicked scoundrel. He's a Machal Shabbos B'Fehesya. He eats Chazon on Yom Kippur on the Tel Aviv beach. And he's bringing the get. And the get is Makuyim! Certified that the Rambam Eloi get. This get is butl and mevutl medaraisa. If he delivers such a get, he's a Rosh Merusha Pasul Aveirim in Atzoyro in a get. Om Avram, Kodesh Ravid says, in this Kayim a get b'choismov. Lama Pasul. Why should it be Pasul? We bring the Shalom, we certify this, and it's just, oh, he's a Rasha, so who cares? He's a Shliach. It's not a lacha that you have to be a kosher Jew to be a Shliach. There's no din. A katan is possible to be a Shliach. It doesn't say Rashaim are possible. A Rosh is possible for Shrita. A Rosh is possible for Edus. It doesn't say any place in halacha that a Rosh is possible to be a Shliach. So he could be a Shliach. Why not? The Ravid says, why is the Ravid going, getting so upset about the Roshim and that the Raisa can't be a Shliach like lacha? The answer is, this is what Reb Chaim Vizka brought a raya. He sees what the Rambam and Ravid is shitasim. The Ravid shita is that the Eidim of the get are meyer that he's a shliach. He's a bala get. He's a bala shtar. Memela, Rishon can also have shtaris. Someone's a Rosh, he can't use a shtar. He can't be makna sada with a shtar. He can't be a malv and collect from a loiva because he happens to be a Rosh. Why not? There's no such halacha. Father, shtaris are made. Shtaris are made for Rishon too. That's why the Ravid says a shliach halacha could be at the Reis and at the Reis on Rosh. There's nothing wrong with it. It says if you need to find up on the Nachdam, so then it cannot be a Rosh. But if it had to find up on the Nachdam, then there it's a scroll, it would be a shliach. The Rambam sheet, as you see, that mit the Reis, a shliach halacha needs personal nemonis. He has to be a nemo. If he's a Rosh at the Reis, his get is bottle mevutal ka'afu da'ala. Mech it taste the wine. The Teretz is, how do I know he's a shliach? Who told me he's a shliach? He never brought witnesses he's a shliach. The get is not made for him. He's not a baal shtar. The only reason we believe normally in the raisa that a shliach v'aloch is a shliach is to umdana. And that umdana could be say, an average fine Jew is a rachman, a baishon, a gomli chasodim. He wouldn't try and trap a poor innocent eishes ish with a false get. So we have an umdana mochar that a shliach v'aloch is probably a shliach v'aloch enough for, even for eishes ish. It's such a strong umdana that Klai Yisrael are tzadikim. But this man is a Rosh of the Reiser. He eats Chazal Yom Kippur. Befasya. He's Pasul Eidus. He has no nemonis. There's no woman to know that this person won't entrap a Jewish woman. He might give her a false get because of what other diabolical plots he has in his mind. That's why the Rambam says that if a Rosh of the Reiser brings a get, it's bottom of the Reiser, not just with the Rabbanan because of a problem from Mechtam. It's a Reiser psul. Ain't a get. Ever gets nothing because there's no edus. A shliach v'aloch is not a baal shtar. A shliach v'aloch is only umdana that it's emes because it's before the get itself, before the gerushin. So memela, there's no edim. The edim are only dormant. They haven't started to testify that it's pre gerushin. Ma'ashein ken shliach l'kabbalah. Shliach kabbalah is post gerushin. The edim are testifying. He's a bailim. He owns the get for the isha. Okay, with this incredible Hagdama, we now can explain why Rashi says at the beginning of the Beis Amar the Aleph that the whole Takana of Bafonai Nechdam was by a Shliach L'Halacha and not by a Shliach L'Kabbalah. So the Chayr is very schwer because in Metzias the same problems, whether it's Halacha Kabbalah. We're in Israel. This guest coming from Adina Sayam. How do I know what Lishma? Maybe someone's going to show up and start screaming Mazuyah and we need aid them. It's the exact same problem whether it's a shtirich l'alocha or shtirich l'kabbalah. Why did the Chachamim make a takana for shtirich l'alocha and not for shtirich l'kabbalah? The answer is the fishita Rambam is wonderful. The answer is simple, because shtirich l'alocha doesn't have the get being made for him in the raisa. He's not a baal hashtar. The whole memon is the raisa that he is a shliach. It's based upon umdana and the chachat studies, circumstantial evidence. But since the rabbis had reasons to doubt what's going on in Medina Sayyam, to question these umdanas, because the amaratzim and so on and so forth, and people don't travel and so on, all these other things. So the Rabbanon, even though the Gemara says even after the Rabbanon, there's a big rive and stam safa the diner. But there's a chash. The Taisa says maybe the husbands are very wicked. I don't know. They got to be very nasty in divorces, so they're not so nice. So they'll cause their wife trouble. So they made a problem, the Chachamim, to create an insurance policy for this woman getting a long distance get. So they created an insurance policy for her. It's only because of these problems of the Hachach and the umdenness and trying to figure out what's going on. So that we understand by Shtirich L'alocha. Because Shtirich L'alocha, pre-Gerushin, there's no Eidim yet. There's no Haggadah Eidus in the get. However, if the get is being brought by Shtirich L'Kabbalah, Shtirich L'Kabbalah, it's already post-Gerushin. Post-Gerushin, I already have a full blast, complete Shtar, which is testifying with full blast, complete Eidim, Kemishenech Gedusin Bebezdin, the Hakol Behechshe Nasa, that everything went perfectly, nothing is wrong. He and she is Megureshes, there's a Bailam who's holding a Shtar. The Shtar is not in the street, the Shtar is in the hands of a Baal Shtar. So, Mela, why are you going to start the Chashashas to Rabbanon against Eidus? Eidus! There's Eidus Mamish, the chief Megureshes. Why didn't it come up? Maybe someone's going to start saying it's not Lishma. Maybe someone's going to start saying Rizuya. What are you talking about? There's Eidus Mamish, the chief Megureshes. The Shliach Kabbalah Yad, Shliach Kiyad Ishak. Mamela, there was never a Takana de Rabbanon to question Shliach Kabbalah. The whole Takana de Rabbanon was to question Shliach Halacha. Because Shliach Halacha is no Eidus in the get. Male, since there's no Eidus in the get, it's only under the Muchach. So the Raisa, there's a certain level of Umdana, but I don't want to trust that level of Umdana anymore. Things changed. But Shlich HaKabbalah is Eidus Mamish. Eidus Mamish! Hakol Behechshenas. There's no question that she's a Megureshes, and the husband will show up, whatever he'll say, will throw him out. He has nothing to say after Shlich HaKabbalah shows up. It's like the Isha herself shows up. She's a Megureshes. Shlich Halacha, before the Gerushin. I read the Mishnah. Shkoyach. Kol Tov.